Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Email her on refilwem@702.co.za.
It's time now to say good morning to our certified financial planner, Paul Rillisser, as he just reminds us that there are the three things on his radar that we need to watch out for. Three things that turn investing into speculating, and you don't want to do that. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rafira. Yes, it's so tempting, isn't it, when you start seeing things like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in particular doing so well in patches.
Mm.
And, you know, there's this enticement, isn't there, to sort of say, well, I've got to be involved. In fact, you probably even get some FOMO going on, you know, when you look back at the historic returns and how spectacular and phenomenal they are.
Yeah,
that's probably what we need to talk about this morning.
It's always that thought leader or that tech leader who says, oh yeah, I bought into Bitcoin in 2008 and now I'm worth, and everyone's like, oh, it's 2021, maybe I can still jump on the bandwagon. But you know, Paul, I'll let you just, you know, give us unpack your thoughts regarding investing versus speculating. But I read the saddest article sometime this week of scamsters that had been targeting poor communities and taking that $10 and promising them returns of something like 1,400. I can't remember what the specific amount was. And, you know, people in desperate situations, 10 rand when you have nothing is a hang of a lot of money. And you just get a sense of the scope of people's desperation, the depth of people's desperation, when somewhere, somehow, you really are believing that that money will come back to you, sure, exponentially,
sure,
in a short space of time. So, you know, we speculate for all sorts of reasons, or we take risks for all sorts of reasons. But as you say, it's key to just keep a handle on our expectations.
That is such a good point, because I think that in that space, you want to believe that, because you need to have a spectacular return. And I think you find every reason to be involved in it. But what separates the two is just basically this. Investing is a strategy over time. It relies on certain fundamentals which will give you returns which you reinvest back into your investment over time. And that's the magical theory of compounding. When you speculate, what you're doing is you're pegging a particular price and betting basically that price is going to move upwards. And you get it wrong most times. Trading platforms, you know, offer you this opportunity to trade in stock market. I mean, you can trade in a whole lot of things and speculate there too. If you get the direction right on the stock market movement over a short period of time, you can make some money. But we know there's a thing called risk, as you call it, or volatility, as in financial speak. And volatility is the propensity for the price to move upwards and downwards in very short spaces of time and in very deep sort of swings. So when you're in that space, you basically don't really know what's going to happen, but you take a feeling, you buy into the momentum of the movement, like Bitcoin or the stock market right now too, and you take a ride. But that purely is going to be a price movement, because of what goes up also comes down.
Sure.
And what you're not getting is the yield that comes out of that return, which is where the whole magic unlocks itself. Because that yield, if it's allowed to go back into the investment, you get this compounding effect over time. And that's really where we aim for. When you want to really make your money work hard and well and sort of reliably, you've got to find those assets that can do that. If you're involved in an asset class that does not give you a yield, for example, gold, the gold price moves upwards and downwards. If I buy bullion directly, that is, I don't get a yield out of that. I just get a price movement. So I could be very lucky, buy gold when it's at 1500 and, sure, you know, it ends up being at 2000, I'm talking in dollar terms. Then I wake up the next morning to retire and find that my portfolio has gone all the way back south again. There again, you're really stranded. It's going to leave you in a very risky position. So we would rather then, in that analogy, invest in a gold share perhaps. And the gold share itself would give you a yield through the dividends, if you've got the right mining company and the right composite. When you buy those shares and you reinvest in the dividends back into the share or the fund itself. You start getting that compounding effect going forward. So you're kind of looking for returns in the space of beating inflation, but getting that return back into the investment. And there's the distinction between speculation and fundamental investing.
Yeah, so you've touched on the fact that compound effect is what you're ultimately looking for. That if you're timing the market, generally you're going to lose. The odds tend to be against you. What of borrowing to invest?
Well, very quickly there too. Again, if you're in the space where you're using other people's money, but you're borrowing money at an interest rate to try and invest in, I think you're really asking yourself, you're asking for trouble, because it doesn't make sense to have a high interest-bearing debt. For example, you might be taking money out of your bond to go into the stock market. Mm-hmm. And let's say your bond is at 10% and I'm only getting 5% in the stock market. In the short term, you're actually not going anywhere forwards. You're going backwards. But then again, too, is if you get the position wrong when you speculate or borrowed money, and you don't make money back from what you've gone and speculated in, you're left with deeper debt. So be very careful about that. When you borrow money to go into an investment, I think that sounds a very strong warning bell that you're on the wrong side of the tracks. One should really use money they can afford to lose, not money that they owe back to somebody at a high interest rate.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time and your insights this morning. Paul Rillister is our certified financial planner. If there's anything you'd like him to address or to cover in the weeks to come, do drop us an email, refilwe@702.co.za. When we come back from Touching Base with Anthony Teixeira, finding out what's happening in the world of sports, we'll be talking that 15% minimum corporate tax rate, that consensus that was reached on Friday by the OECD countries, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development countries, and the implications for not just those multinationals who will be paying that baseline tax, but indeed for citizens of all the countries or the citizens of the signatories to that agreement.